you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Now, we talked Emory High School wrestling yesterday. Today, we're going to flip to Carbon High School. Emory was great. They had 15 out of 18 kids qualify for state. Carbon had 16 of 17 qualify for state. And again, you had to finish inside the top eight of your weight bracket in order to get there. Highly successful weekends for both schools. And joining us right now to talk about Carbon's side of the tournament, we have Coach Brock Vossett over the phone right now. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jordan. Happy to give some information.
Well, Coach, there's plenty to talk about. You guys traveled to Richfield Friday and Saturday for the divisional meet, and you guys performed quite well. In fact, 16 out of the 17 kids that participated in that meet will now move on to the state finale this Friday and Saturday. And I mean, right off the top of my head, I mean, if you can get 16 of your 17 kids to advance to the final weekend, I mean, that's successful. That's not a bad outing for you guys at all.
No, it was great. You know, I don't know of a time when we've taken that many kids to state. Even when I was coaching back in the day with Coach Smith, it's changed a little bit. We were able to qualify some 6th and 7th place kids, so that helped a lot. But yeah, it was great news. I'm super excited to have these kids go and to have the experience. We're taking several freshmen, which is a difficult thing at times for freshmen to qualify. But one of our freshmen even qualified as high as 3rd place, and that's the Bryce Judd. So we've got some great opportunities and some great future for Carbon Wrestling because of this showing, yeah.
Well, let's talk about some of the top placers, Coach. First off, look at what Casey Shiner was able to accomplish at 132. I mean, he finishes the number one seed, finishes 3-0. So that was the top performer of the weekend.
Yes, definitely. Casey probably wrestled the best I've seen him ever. And that says a lot because he's a great wrestler. He really came to wrestle, and this postseason is one that I'm tickled pink for him, and I know he's going to have success next week. In fact, I dare say anyone, he's going to have a good competition if he meets the Warner kid from Juab, but if he wrestles as tough as he did this weekend, I'm a firm believer he's our next state champion at Carbon High School.
Outside of that, a couple of second place finish, if I remember off the top of my head, and Bradley Judd.
Yeah, Bradley had another great performance. We call it the Judd way. You know, he kind of throws things around and surprises kids at times, and he did exactly that. Didn't wrestle his best final, but did some good things that he hadn't done for a while. So he's coming on and peaking at the right time. He beat kids that probably wouldn't have beat earlier in the season, which shows his willingness to compete and rise to the occasion. So we're excited for him. Luckily, he and Caleb Sanderson both qualified at that same weight. Are on opposite sides of the bracket going into state. So we have a good chance to see two placers in that weight. And the same goes for 32. Bobby Blake, he didn't have his greatest tournament, but he comes in qualifying at 132 as well. And he is also on the opposite side of Casey. So got a good chance to place two at 132 at a state tournament as well. So good things, yes.
Seeding is so important, obviously, when you go into the state championship tournament. And, Coach, you guys have a couple of third-place finishers as well, and O'Connor Fawcett will go in a 3-seed. Triton Abeta goes in a 3-seed, as does Bryce Judd. Is that still comfortable seeding going in as a 3? I mean, what's kind of the point for you as a coach where you say, okay, now it's getting a little tough being a certain seed in this tournament?
Yeah, so the way that the seeding is in the state tournament is they're predefined seeds based on the divisional performances. And so they just slot in a point or part of the bracket. And right now the third seeds are set to either take on, depending on the weight, not depending on the weight, it is standard, excuse me, that they'll face the number 2 within our divisional in the quarters. So we have a good shot with all three of our third placers to get to the semis because we've already met those kids and wrestled those kids as the number two seed in our division in the quarter. So we have a good shot of winning that round and then going into the semis. Now, of course, if they make it to the semis, or when they make it to the semis, because I'm optimistic, they'll have an immediate place in state. So there are some good things about that third seed. They face off the number six seed at the other division first round. And then, of course, like I mentioned, they face the number two seed from the division, our division, in the quarterfinals. There was some speculation that was going to change from years past where that wouldn't be the case, but it is still that way, which isn't a bad thing because, like I said, we have wrestled those kids before and we know a little bit of what they do and can coach them up to win if we hadn't won already. So good things. Seeding is important. I mentioned this to the boys and Stasia Tacey last week. We got through the placing matches, and then it became time to want more, and I kind of tried to pep talk them into seeking after the higher seeds for the future of next week, which is coming, of course, upon us, and get them in a better position to place higher at the state tournament, because that truly is the pinnacle of what they've been working for this season, and I really do want them to reap the success that they deserve through their efforts and work this season with the sport.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Brock Fawcett of the Carbon High School wrestling team. Coach, you mentioned Astacia Gomez and also Tacey Tapia. You have two females on this year's wrestling team, and Astacia will now move on and participate in the state meet. Female wrestlers, I mean, this is something that is not, it's not uncommon anymore, right? I mean, what's the number of female wrestlers that you'll see at the state meet now that the qualifying is done?
They're the only two, with the exception of a girl from Moab, who qualified in 3A. So we have pretty much two of three of the girls in 3A that will be at the state tournament. So it isn't unheard of to have girls wrestling nowadays. It's more prevalent, but to reach the higher level. Now, Tacey didn't quite qualify, but she'll be going nonetheless to help out the team and support the team. So Stasia, as a qualifier in the state tournament, is a pretty big accomplishment, and I'm tickled pink for her and happy that she's a part of it. She's coming in as a seventh seed, so it's going to be tough for her, but I have a firm belief that she can shock anyone with some of her tactics and moves. So it'll be exciting to watch her and have that opportunity. In other divisions, there is going to be more girls. There is a girl from ALA who did qualify as well. So there's four girls in 3A, my apologies, the Mortimer girl. But there are other girls in other divisions as well. But I think hand for hand, our 3A girls are probably the toughest in the state in terms of other girl wrestlers out there in the state.
Coach, now that we're just a few days away from the state championship, what does practice look like? Do you tone it down? Do you ramp it up? I mean, it's probably a fine line now, just a couple of days away from the season's end.
That's a great question. I've always struggled with that as a coach, and I think I've talked to you about this before, where is the strategy in getting your kids to peak? You don't want to go too lax because you lose some conditioning, you lose some physicality. On the other hand, you don't want to beat the kids up because you want them well rested and ready to compete at the highest level. So we think we found kind of a happy medium. We've been going hard, but not as long. And I've been lucky enough to be blessed with some wrestlers who enjoy having fun in the room, and so we try to do a lot of that. We did some of it last week, and this week, we play a game. We'll condition, wrestle, play a game, and then condition, wrestle, and of course finish either with a full-on match or some heavy conditioning, and then let them get home and get their homework done and get in bed for the next day. So that's a great question. I don't know if there's a set routine or a master plan that any coach uses. I think you got to kind of bear it off what kind of kids you have and where they're at health-wise and condition-wise to manage it. But I think we've got a good thing with this next week, what we've been doing as of last week as well. So.
Well, and it's also interesting, but as long as the season is, when you get down to the final week of practice, you know, if the kids fully grasp the concept of, okay, all that work is now leading up to this weekend. I mean, it's kind of a really, it's almost surreal, right? I mean, because you put so much work, so much time in, and now you get down to the final 2 days of the season, and it was all for this. I mean, that's what you build for.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the sport. I mean, attrition is everything in the sport of wrestling. You're getting beat up every weekend, every day in practice, and your ability to just take it, to build on it, and become stronger is key. And incidentally, you have your highs and lows throughout the season, but your ability to bounce back from those lows and peak at the end is truly a gift that great wrestlers do every year. So we're hoping that, and we're seeing it. I mean, we saw some performances from Shiner and Judd and others last week that are saying they're getting stronger at the exact right time. And so we're hoping that we have a great showing. It's a wonderful opportunity for these kids, of course, to be a part of this. Their success is really showcased by their willingness to stick it out and do what they've done, which is been something fun to watch, something very fun to watch as their coach and as their director, because they do deserve a lot of credit for the efforts they put forth. As you well know, wrestling is by far the most physical high school sport there is, and I don't know if anyone can really argue with that. In terms of the work and the dedication it takes to survive the season, let alone qualify for state and then go on and place at state. I'm proud of them.
We'll end with this, Coach. I know each kid has a different goal. I mean, realistically, from a coach's standpoint, how many state championships would you believe would be just a good goal to set for this team individually going into the weekend?
I think if things go right, we could have as many as four in the final and easily two state champions. But I believe it can happen. There's a lot of factors and variables that have to come to play. But I'm going to be optimistic, and if that doesn't happen, we'll forge ahead and we'll continue to work to that goal. It's been a building process. I think when we started coaching, we took six to state. Last year we took eight. So we were getting better, and we haven't bucked and got our state champion back for some years, though. So this is our year to get at least that goal and take care of that. And then the future is bright in years to come. So, yeah.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to talk with you about the program. Thank you again for the time today. Best of luck as you guys travel to the finale Friday and Saturday at Utah Valley, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate your support of the sport and these boys and girls. And I want to thank the community for their support, and hopefully they'll be thinking of those athletes as they participate and represent us as a community. Thank you.
You bet. That's Coach Brock Fawcett again of the Carbon Dino Wrestling Squad talking about last weekend's duels and what lies ahead this weekend as Carbon will travel on the road now to Utah Valley. Final 2 days of the wrestling season coming up Friday and Saturday. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.